Well, nearly 3 years ago, a grizzly bear on the Central Coast, known locally as Cheeky, was killed illegally. The man who shot and carved up the bear is NHL defenseman Clayton Stoner. He pleaded guilty today to killing the bear without a license. Raincoast Conservation owns the trophy hunting rights to the area where Stoner killed the bear. Now, Stoner was not in court today as victim impact statements were read, and we are learning now, of course, that there is a sentence of a $10,000 fine. That just came down moments ago. For more in this story, we have reached Jess Housty. She is a tribal counselor for the Heiltsik Nation. She joins us on the line from Bella Bella. Good afternoon.
Hello.
What do you make of this sentence that you've heard about now?
Well, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I really think that it just addresses one side of the coin.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I appreciate such a strong judgment coming out of the courts. It does deal with the fact that Stoner didn't follow regulations for this to be a legal hunt under BC and Canadian law. What's not addressed in this judgment and what can't be addressed in these courts is the fact that he also contravened Indigenous law and an Indigenous ban on trophy hunting in our territories.
And tell us about that. What else did he contravene?
Well, in 2012, a coalition of nations collectively made a statement that trophy hunting was not consistent with our tribal laws and values and that it would not be tolerated in our territories. You know, since then, we've worked really hard to bring about voluntary compliance and educate people about why trophy hunting is so detrimental and so out of line with our values. And, you know, when Stoner shot that bear, he may have done it without a license and he may have done it, you know, in contravention of all of those regulations that were brought up in court. But he also did it in full view of a sign erected by our nation stating that under our tribal protocols, hunting was not allowed. Trophy hunting was not allowed.
And if we are just to look at this case today, are you pleased, though, at least he pleaded guilty and there is this $10,000 fine?
Absolutely. I mean, I think as far as these things go, it's a really strong judgment. And I really hope that it makes other trophy hunters think twice about, you know, what they're doing.
Remind us about this bear. Why was it so well known in the area while it was alive?
Well, you know, we have a really amazing network of guardians who are out in the fields, not just in Heiltsik territory around my community, but up and down the whole coast. And they are out monitoring all kinds of activities that are happening out on the lands and waters. We had estuary guardians who were stationed in the place where Cheeky was shot. And, you know, they interacted with him frequently over many weeks while they were living out in camp. And for them, he was a bear that they got to know really well. They interacted with frequently. And, you know, we build strong relationships with our relatives in the animal kingdom when we're doing that kind of work and practicing our culture. So to lose a bear like this, especially under these circumstances, really grieved people deeply.
You know, today his lawyer, Stoner's lawyer, argued that he was not trying to trick anyone. He thought he had the appropriate license. He thought he was still a resident of BC and had everything in line to hunt this bear. What did you make when you heard that?
Well, you know, to me, I'm not particularly interested in those details. I mean, as I said, even if everything was completely legal under Canadian law, it would still not be an approved activity by our nation. So really, that's not for me to judge.
During victim impact statements, William Housty spoke for local First Nations, and he said the bear's remains should be brought back for a ceremonial burial. Why is that important?
Well, you know, I was talking a little bit about our estuary guardians who were out there who actually intercepted Stoner not long after the hunt. And I think it's really important to note that the only reason Stoner's activities were brought to light is because we, as First Nations, had people stationed out in the field who were able to monitor these activities and bring them to the appropriate authorities of the province. You know, that didn't happen because the province was out doing their own monitoring. But after they interacted with Stoner and realized that he'd shot a bear and, you know, went through the fields, they actually found what he had left behind. He'd left the carcass behind to rot in the field. And following our cultural protocols, our guardians took what was left and dealt with them according to our appropriate ceremonies in those circumstances. And for us, I think it would be an incredible healing moment and also bring some peace to Cheeky's spirit if we could reunite his remains with what Stoner left behind and bring some closure to that.
What is your feeling on the grizzly bear hunt in general? I'm assuming you are opposed to it?
Yeah, you know, we've been running a very visible campaign for many years with First Nations against the hunt. I think it's ludicrous to, you know, entertain the idea that trophy hunting is consistent with the values of anyone but a very fringe minority. You know, poll results show that 9 in 10 people in BC are opposed to it. There are economic analyses which have demonstrated that activities like ecotourism generate significantly more revenue for the province and for local communities compared to trophy hunting for bears and other species. And, you know, I think the science really shows that no one has an adequate picture of what's happening on the ground to be able to regulate a hunt. You know, the hunt is regulated based on models that are not ground truth and regulated by provincial bodies that don't have the funding to be out in the field adequately monitoring and enforcing. So, you know, when you take all of that into account and add to that the fact that this is a huge contravention of tribal laws and customs in our unceded territories, I think it's pretty clear that it's time for this to end.
You know, part of his sentence today was that $6,000 of that $10,000 will go to habitat conservation, and he'll also face a 3-year hunting prohibition. Are you satisfied knowing that Clayton Stoner won't be hunting for a while, and perhaps this sends a message to others?
Yeah, I think the message to others is the most important thing. You know, we have here justice for Cheeky. It is not justice for all bears. There's still a lot of work that we need to do to end the hunt more broadly, but I really hope this will be a deterrent, and I really hope this will make Clayton Stoner think twice about his future activities.
Okay. Jess, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Jess Housty is a Heltsuk tribal counselor. We reached her in Bella Bella. Again, Clayton Stoner sentenced today, fined $4,000 plus $6,000 contribution to habitat conservation and a 3-year hunting prohibition.